What if everything you've been told about success is backwards? We grow up hearing this same advice: find your passion, specialize, become the best at one thing. Schools push us toward narrow career paths. Parents worry when we show interest in too many things. Society celebrates the virtuoso, the expert, the specialist who dedicates their entire life to a singular pursuit. But here's the uncomfortable truth. For most of us, that path leads to a dead end. The master typewriter repairman whose skills vanished overnight. The taxi driver disrupted by an app. The specialist who spent decades perfecting something the market no longer values. Flynn's approach flips the script entirely. What if being very good at several things beats being the absolute best at one? This isn't about dabbling or being a jack of all trades, master of none. It's about something far more strategic: skill stacking. Flynn's guitar teacher earned six figures not by outplaying Eric Clapton, but by combining multiple musical abilities with business savvy and marketing skills. That unique combination created something no single skill could match. The beauty? You don't need extraordinary talent. You need dedication and strategic thinking about which skills complement each other. Flynn's approach: be a generalist, but don't dabble. Practice short-term specialization, focusing intensely on one skill before moving to the next. His meditation struggle illustrates this. Years of practicing, whenever convenient, yielded nothing. Then a coach challenged him to apply the same intensity he gave guitar and exercise. 3 months of daily 30-minute sessions transformed sporadic attempts into sustainable practice. Skills behave like muscles, requiring significant upfront effort to overcome inertia, then maintaining themselves with less work. Flynn recommends 8 to 12 weeks for basic competency, 3 to 6 months for intermediate abilities, 6 to 12 months for complex skills. The formula? Deliberate practice for at least an hour daily on your current specialization. Set specific goals, track progress, push beyond comfort zones. For acquired skills, maintain them with a minimum effective dose, typically 20% of original learning time. This creates skill stacking, a growing portfolio where earlier acquisitions require progressively less maintenance while you pursue new abilities. Flynn's rule of 80% frees us from perfectionism. Develop skills to roughly 80% proficiency, then move on. This recognizes diminishing returns. The final 20% often requires 80% of total effort. Consider weightlifting. If the world record drug-free bench press is 713 pounds, 80% proficiency would be 570 pounds, far exceeding general fitness needs. Once you've extracted what you need, shifting focus creates more value than chasing diminishing returns. This complements the Pareto principle: 80% of results from 20% of efforts. The 80% rule also preserves learning's joy by moving on before hitting frustrating plateaus. Being significantly better than average at multiple skills creates more opportunities than marginal improvements in one skill. Your advantage lies in unique combinations, not absolute mastery. Traditional learning advocates mastering fundamentals first. Practice scales before songs, study grammar before writing. Flynn's principle reverses this: integration, isolation. Practice primarily within your goals context. Learning guitar? Focus on songs you want to play. Hit a difficult riff? Temporarily isolate it for focused practice. Then immediately reintegrate it into the full song. The same applies to writing. Don't endlessly study grammar rules in isolation. Write actual articles or stories. When specific concepts become roadblocks, pause to study them, then return to storytelling. This creates purpose-driven practice, where every exercise connects directly to your desired outcome. When learning public speaking, spend 80% delivering speeches and 20% drilling specific elements like voice projection. This approach makes practice more engaging and ensures skills transfer to real-world applications. Skills form an interconnected web. A photographer studying color theory gains deeper compositional understanding. A programmer learning psychology creates more intuitive interfaces. The process? Identify your specific goal, practice primarily in that context, isolate elements only when necessary, and constantly reconnect isolated practice to the whole. Flynn's final principle combines repetition with progressive resistance, a formula that applies to every skill, from physical to intellectual pursuits. Repetition alone isn't enough. You must continually increase difficulty as you improve, just as weightlifters add plates after mastering a weight. Flynn emphasizes being challenged but successful, pushing up to but not beyond your capabilities. If quality degrades from excessive intensity, you're serving slop rather than improving. True growth happens at the edge of your ability, challenging enough to stimulate adaptation without breaking down form. Sustainable progress balances challenge and success, pushing boundaries gradually rather than forcing dramatic leaps. The principle also demands specificity. You must practice what you want to improve. Running won't help pull-ups, and avoiding weaknesses won't strengthen them. By directly confronting limitations through specific practice, you ensure efficient progress rather than wasted effort. Before diving into specific skills, Flynn introduces meta skills, fundamental abilities that enhance all other skills. Discipline stands as the most crucial meta skill. Flynn describes it not as restriction, but as freedom, freedom to express yourself and create meaningful things. Without it, you remain at the mercy of impulses and distractions. Most people battle but mind, that voice saying yes but when you should be working. Developing discipline often begins with confronting inadequacies, looking yourself in the eye and saying enough is enough. Flynn recommends making your first daily act one of discipline, perhaps a short workout followed by meditation. These small disciplined acts performed daily reshape your unconscious mind. Focus follows discipline, the ability to concentrate on what matters and resist distractions. Develop this through meditation, sitting quietly for 5-10 minutes each morning, acknowledging thoughts without getting entangled in them. Logic serves as life's bullshit detector, helping you think before speaking and assess arguments. Develop this through debate, making arguments and defending positions, sometimes arguing viewpoints you don't personally hold. Persuasion completes the core meta skills. It begins with telling the truth with conviction, not pandering. Truly persuasive people have something meaningful to say and genuinely believe in it. Create a practice plan like a school schedule, allocating time based on current priorities. Make the process enjoyable. When you practice consistently, outcomes follow naturally. The "I don't have time" excuse is really about priorities. People with packed schedules still accomplish goals because improvement genuinely matters to them. They wake early, stay up late, and make sacrifices. Start each day with meditation, reflection, or exercise, then devote your most productive hours to your current specialization. Adjust session lengths based on efficiency and give yourself deadlines with only the minimum time needed to be productive. Flynn warns against information hoarding, substituting reading about skills for actually practicing them. His low information diet intentionally limits information intake to force implementation of what you already know. Embrace minimalism. Do the least needed to get from A to B. Ask yourself, if I had just 1 hour daily to develop as a generalist, what would I practice? This forces prioritization and eliminates clutter. In a world obsessed with specialization, Flynn offers a different path, one of versatility, resilience, and continuous growth. You don't need to be the best at one thing to create extraordinary value. You need to be very good at several complementary things that stack together into something unique. That combination creates opportunities no specialist can match. So stop searching for your one true calling. Start building your stack.